Lawyers for the Securities and Exchange Commission appeared before the Supreme Court today and were met with skepticism from the conservative justices. At issue is the way the SEC conducts in-house enforcement proceedings to ensure the integrity of securities markets across the country. This case is one of several this term aimed at dismantling what some conservatives have derisively called the administrative state. NPR senior legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's case was brought by George Jarchese, a former conservative radio talk show host and hedge fund manager. After a fraud investigation by the SEC and an in-house evidentiary hearing conducted by an administrative law judge, the SEC fined Jarchese $300,000, ordered him to pay back nearly $700,000 in illicit gains, and barred him from various activities in the securities industry. He challenged the SEC actions in court, contending that he was entitled to a jury trial in federal court and that Congress didn't have the power to delegate such enforcement powers to the agency. Supporting his challenge is a virtual who's who of conservative and business groups. Although today's case involves several different constitutional challenges to the SEC's enforcement actions, the justices focused almost exclusively on one: the contention that the agency's in-house fact-finding process violated Jarchese's Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. All six of the conservative justices questioned the notion that an administrative agency can impose penalties without the constitutional protection of the Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. As Chief Justice Roberts put it,
"It seems to me that undermines the whole point of the constitutional protection in the first place."
Several justices asked why there's a right to a jury trial in private lawsuits, but no such right when the government comes after you for securities violations. Deputy Solicitor General Brian Fletcher repeatedly replied that Congress has for some 80 years delegated these core executive enforcement powers to agencies that are charged with applying the law and imposing consequences for violations. If the SEC's administrative enforcement powers are unconstitutional, he said, so too might be similar enforcement powers at some 34 federal agencies, from the Food and Drug Administration to the Social Security Administration, which issues a whopping $500,000 hearing and appeals decisions each year. As Fletcher put it,
"The assessment and collection of taxes and penalties, customs and penalties, the immigration laws, the detention and removal of non-citizens, all of those things have long been done in the first instance by administrative officers."
Making the counter-argument, lawyer Michael McCulloch contended that only those functions that are analogous to laws at the time of the founding in 1791 are presumed to be legitimate. Justice Kagan interjected that in recent decades there have been no challenges to these administrative enforcement functions because those powers have been considered settled. That prompted this exchange.
"It's settled only to the extent no one's brought it up.
And nobody has had the chutzpah, to quote my people, to bring it up."
Kagan noted that there have been three major tranches of securities legislation to strengthen enforcement. First, during the Great Depression in the 1930s, then after the savings and loan crisis, and then after the 2008 Great Recession, when huge investment banks failed.
"Each time Congress thought, you know, something is going terribly wrong here, people are being harmed, and Congress said, we have to give the SEC greater authorities. I mean, is Congress's judgment entitled to no respect?"
The conservative court's answer to that question may well be no. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.